Desi Hutchinson now. He's had a really fine game here. He scored 5 points. He's a shoe-in now to score six as he lines that one up and drills it over the bar from close range. Watford extend their lead to 2 points. A dangerous two-point lead, as is often called, as the clock ticks now 68 minutes, 15 seconds. Barry Hogan goes long with this puck out. He's looking for Jake Morris. Morris now and John McGrath or Grohl O'Connor rise for it, but away comes Callum Lyons. Lyons now looking to get a score for Watford that would raise the roof in Walsh Park, and he's done just that. He's returned the puck out with interest. Callum Lyons with his third point of the day, and now Tipperary find themselves 3 points down, and now is a big test of character, Ken.
Big test of character. Hopefully there'll be 3 or 4 minutes added on.
Puck out goes long. Can John McGrath win it? He just can't. It's dropped to the ground though. Watford have a couple of bodies around this ruck, but so do Tipperary. Willie Connors is one of them, but it's Callum Lyons again. Looks like a throw from here, but James Owens was right on it. And Connor Bowe trying to win that ball back. It's broken out to a Watford man, and that is number 8, Jamie Barron, who's got legs of bags of pace, and he's played it to Patrick Curran off his left-hand side on the run. Patrick Curran sneaks it inside the post, and Davy Fitz is jumping for joy down in front of us. Patrick Curran has come on and got 2 points. Tipper 4 points down now, Ken.
And 4 minutes.
There will be at least 4 minutes additional time at the end of this half.
4 additional minutes to come here in Walsh Park. Puck out goes long and it finds Mark Keogh in acres of space. Mark Keogh now inside the 45. He's urged to go and he is going to go. He's up to the 21. Cuts inside. Plays a high pass towards Patrick Bonner-Marr. He plays it off to John McGrath. Cuts inside. John McGrath over the bar from close range. They needed to come away from that with a score. And John McGrath has got the score for Tipperary. And it's a puck out to come for Sean O'Brien of Watford. The clock ticks 69:52. 3:20 to playing 26 points. Watford lead by 3. The Tipperary players are shouting, how long? Noel McGrath shouting from the side, jeering his team, urging his team on. Can Tip make something? They're down by 3 points. Puck out goes long again towards big Mikey Kiley. He's Ronan Maher on him, and Ronan Maher snaps this ball out of the sky, plays it short to Alan Tynan. Tynan now goes long to the far end of the field. Up goes Jake Morris. It falls in behind. Can Patrick Bonner-Marr get on it? It's deflected off of Hurley. It's going to be a line ball in for Tipperary on the 21. Jake Morris wants to take it quickly. He might be wise just to let it down and let someone maybe have a go and get a good cut at it here.
Yeah, look at Watford, squeaky bum time for them.
Line ball into the middle of the field from Jake Morris is straight to a Watford man who's hit hard by Connor Bowe, and away comes Watford with the ball, but Patrick Bonner-Marr is there to put a bit of a squeeze on, but Watford working through the hands towards Jack Prendergast. Crosses the 65, crosses the 45 on the run. Jack Prendergast is as accurate can be. He got a big goal early on, now he's got a big point, and Watford extend the lead back out with 71 minutes gone. 3:21 playing 26 points. It is a 4-point lead for the Dacia. Michael Breen gets the short puck out. He goes long looking for Mark Keogh, who snaps it out in front of his man. The Kilshielan Kilcash man is asked to go again. He's gone so much. He pops a hand pass off to Jake Morris. Goal chance for Tipperary. Saved. Is it going to be flicked in? It's goal. Goal for Shawnee Kennelly. A goal for Tipperary. And the referee is looking at the umpires. There's a talk of a square ball, but the goal has been given. And Tipper back in this. Ken Shawnee Kennelly.
Yeah, we have got to get a result here. And 1 point will keep us in the championship, Paul.
Mark Keogh, a brilliant catch. Pops the hand pass off to Jake Morris. He drilled it. Brilliant save from the goalkeeper. But Shawnee Kennelly was there to knock it back in. There's 71 minutes, 46 seconds gone. 1:26 for Tip. 3:21 for Watford. A 1 point lead for Watford, but the Tip crowd start to believe again. The puck out goes long down on top of Shane Bennett. Michael Breen bats it to the ground, but Bennett going to win that break, and he's shouldered out over the sideline by Michael Breen, and it's going to be a line ball out for Tipperary.
Roland Maher will be taking this.
Incredible game here in Walsh Park.
We've seen Roland score from the middle of the field, but this is far beyond the middle of the field. But if he can get that up, we need to get players out to the half forward line, because Roland's going to hit this 60-70 yards.
He's been urged to go across the field. Barry Hogan is in acres of space, but it's a very risky ball to play.
Barry Hogan has got to give it to him.
He goes down the line. He goes 60 yards down the line towards John McGrath. Central position.
It's
Connor Bowe who catches it. Looking for the leveller. It's just gone wide, though. And with 72 and a half minutes gone.
He should have went with it. He'd have got a free.
90 seconds to go here. The ball is in the possession of goalkeeper Sean O'Brien for Watford, down to the left-hand side as the sun shines down on Walsh Park. Sean O'Brien goes long. He's looking for Shane Bennett, who's out in front of his man. He catches it. He's coming in field inside the 65. Going to play it back to Dara Lyons. Lyons is going to shoot from distance. Dara Lyons hits it high, looking for the point.
Last puck out coming.
And it's gone just wide.
Now
this is it, Ken.
Guys, yeah.
1 point in it. Tipper down by one. 73 minutes, 10 seconds played. We're going to have at least four additional minutes.
And
puck out finds Mark Yeo in space in the middle of the field. He's been urged to go. Has he been pulled back? No, says the referee. Hand passes it towards Patrick Bonner-Marr. He gets a touch
on
the 45. Bonner's been urged to take him on. He plays a hand pass out. I think that's John McGrath over there. He's stuck in the corner. Has he been fouled? Bonner has won it back. Bonner plays it back out the field. And who's this trying to get the ball off the ground? It's been won by Tipperary, shoulder to the ground. And is it going to be a free in? The referee is going to give Tipperary a free in.
Yes.
And it was Alan Tynan again. Alan Tynan wins the free. It's going to be a free in for Tipperary. Central position on the edge of the 21.
Again, you're tired of hearing me, Paul. We've got to reset for the puck out. We've got to reset for the puck out.
Garrod O'Connor has the ball 25 yards out from goal, central position, tipped down by one. James Owens having a word with Willie Connors over something. And
Mark Yeo and Alan Tynan have been our go-to players, Paul. They have been unbelievable. Unbelievable guts in the middle of the field. Mark Yeo showing brilliant leadership.
We've played the four additional minutes. Tipperary trying to organise lads for the puck out. Garrod O'Connor puts it over the bar.
It's over.
The sides
it's
are
over.
Level.
Yeah, we've got a result.
Is James Owens going to blow the final whistle? Let's see. He hasn't blown it
we've
yet.
We've got a result, yeah. It's over.
Sean O'Brien ready to take it. James Owens is looking for the slitter. And Tipperary have earned a draw. There's fist bumping going on. It's gone full time. Down by four as we went into injury time. But a Shawnee Kennelly goal. Liam Cahill fist bumps the crowd here. It is finished level. Tipperary are still in the championship.